1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH Newsletter Time is 7:52. First Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Tina Korpis of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Fine, thank you, Tony. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. There's been all this talk about the special session, maybe in October. What's happening? Anything new you know about?
Thank you. Well, first, wishing a meaningful Yom Kippur to all of your listeners who observe this day, and to the special session. So last time I was on your program, Tony, we were talking about the housing bill, which the governor vetoed on June 23rd, the last day possible before that bill became law. And throughout the summer and early fall, there were discussions about reconvening the legislature to pass something that was palatable to the governor and to both sides. Well, it doesn't look like that has happened. You know, I am in the minority in the legislature, so the debate and the negotiation has really been between the governor and the majority party about a palatable housing bill. And as recently as this past Monday, when our caucus convened to discuss this, it really doesn't seem like there's been a meeting of the minds at all. So, that is, you know, there would never be a special session called unless there was agreement in advance that the governor was going to be able to sign a bill. So it doesn't look like that's happening. So before the federal shutdown, which started yesterday, it didn't look like there was going to be a special session. But I can honestly say in the last 24 hours, the governor has changed his talking points, if you will. And it appears that he's talking about the likelihood of convening one to respond to the federal shutdown.
Okay, and I guess there's $6 billion in a reserve fund that can be used while the shutdown's in place. Is that right?
Well, that's right. So it's frankly very disappointing that the dysfunction in Washington has created a shutdown of the federal government, and for the citizens of Connecticut, you know, we're sort of sitting here with a catcher's mitt in the legislature and in all of the states are kind of waiting to receive whatever is thrown at us, and this government shutdown has been thrown at us. And so we are looking at, in the state of Connecticut, the possibility of allocating state funds to cover people for the federal shortfalls that we will be experiencing. And I would say the two areas of most acute need are SNAP, which are our food programs, you know, sort of the old food stamps program for people that really depend on SNAP for food for their families. And the second is for health care, for people that will be deprived of health care benefits during this federal shutdown, however long it may be. So what the governor said yesterday was we may convene a special session to allocate part of our budget reserve fund to cover that shortfall and hopefully be paid back by the federal government once it reopens, or not. So that is what's on the table, really, as of this moment in time, about what may happen in Connecticut. And that is, if the special session convened, depending on how long the federal shutdown lasts, it would be the last 2 weeks in October.
All right. And have you been reaching out to constituents, letting them know how this shutdown may affect them? What is still happening, like mail service, for example, and what may not be happening?
You know, that is a very good question. Yes, I believe it is my role to help people understand what is going on in the government. I try very hard to stay in my lane in terms of what the state government is doing. But now with this announcement yesterday by the governor, yes, I think it's entirely appropriate to reassure people where the state government is going to step in and where the state government is going to give people reassurances because the federal government has kind of bowed out on certain very vital tasks, which is disappointing.
All right. So does it sound like the getting back to housing, is that kind of on the table or off the table again and maybe brought back again next session?
I think it's I think it's almost a certainty that something is coming back in the February. We reconvene in early February of 26. Yes, I think a housing bill is coming back for sure. I just don't think there's been a sufficient meeting of the minds for it to come back this fall. But yes, this is a real priority of the majority to the extent that, you know, these housing bills have been coming at us for several years, Fair Share and Work, Live, Ride. Were proposed in the 2024 session. Then in the 2025 session, there was a really big heavy lift and a push to put everything in one bill and sort of for once and for all pass an omnibus housing bill. It did pass both houses and was vetoed by the governor. So this is a priority, and it's going to keep coming.
All right. And then finally, Representative, as we're, you know, you mentioned the session starts in February. You're starting to put together some things that you'd like to, you know, propose or things that are going to be brought up during the session?
Yes. If I may rewind for 1 second, when I said that housing is a priority, I meant a priority for the majority. I personally do not believe one-size-fits-all state mandates in housing are beneficial for my district or any of the states. So I am not a – I will not be supporting anything which – I mean, we'll have to see what it says, which encroaches upon local control of zoning. Anyway, so back to your question. Yes, the off session, which we're in now, is really a time to dig in on constituent concerns. I've been helping a number of my constituents with various issues that they have at the state government level. And that has been very, thank goodness, fruitful and very rewarding, and I hope very helpful to them. It's also a time to dig in on research and prepare for legislative priorities in the upcoming session. So I would say for myself, you know, I really look at things through a financial lens because of my professional background. And one thing I've been spending a lot of time on is the state's unfunded pension liabilities. And I just started this week with my newsletter and with an article I've written to start explaining to folks, to the extent that they don't already know, which many do, about what I'm talking about. What is our state unfunded pension liability, and why should we all care about it right now? And that is an enormously important issue. And I think because it's a little bit complicated and because people have a sense that it's 20, 30, 40 years down the tracks, it's not something that gets a lot of attention. And because of the magnitude of the dollars involved, it's really the 800-pound gorilla that we really can't ignore.
All right. State Representative Tina Corpus, always great to talk to you. Thanks very much. We'll talk again next month.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.